Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And we learned earlier today that Rashee Rice is set for a meeting with the NFL. We'll learn his fate next month, September 30th. Looks like he'll start the season with the Kansas City Chiefs. We got Travis Kelce, who's out here dropping podcasts with his girlfriend, Taylor Swift. We have a new offensive line to help protect Patrick Mahomes. We got wide receivers who are dropping like flies. To talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, who are trying to rebound following that Super Bowl loss to the Eagles, joining us right now is someone who covers all things Chiefs. You can catch him at thechiefsdigest.com, radio in Kansas, all over the place. Joining us right now is Matt Derrick. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Just reminded, I cover a team for which Hollywood Brown's ankle injury is like the fourth biggest item you could be talking about.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much going on with the Chiefs right now. When it comes down to Rashee Rice, there's not necessarily a precedent. Maybe there's a little bit. Roger Goodell being judge, jury, and executioner makes this difficult even still today. What's the expectation? What are you thinking? 4 to 6 games for Rashee Rice?
Well, that was the expectation until today, and I think the involvement of the NFL and the NFLPA letting this case go to the disciplinary officer changes the equation a little bit, because it certainly suggests that the NFL and the NFLPA are far apart on what they think that the penalty should be for this. Now, remember Sue Robinson, if you remember, when she held the only other disciplinary meeting that she's held was the Deshaun Watson case, and remember she handed down a 6-game suspension that Deshaun Watson, you know, later they negotiated up to 11 because the NFL wanted more the entire time. Maybe this is good news for Rashee Rice, because at least in the previous case, she had at least been shown to be a little bit differential to the player as far as the length of punishment. But it certainly is the NFL wants to hammer away at this case. Certainly because they would like to make sure that their players are not street racing and try and get rid of this culture from the league. But we'll see what the outcome of it is. But the outcome of the short term of it is that the Chiefs appear to have Rashee Rice for the first 4 games of the season. And those are going to be 4 important games for them.
No, absolutely. When you think about the time that he might miss, it looks like the last game will be against the Ravens if he is a full go. After that, if he is going to miss a significant time, we've talked about some of these injuries, so whether it's Xavier Worthy in a leg, or if he's hitting his head, or Hollywood Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster isn't what he used to be. Like this, they lived last year. What can we expect if he's gone this year?
Yeah, that's the real question, is that, you know, obviously this team suffered just about as many losses at wide receiver as you could have imagined last year. Still made it to the Super Bowl, But they lost it because everything have caught up with them eventually. But yeah, I don't know that they can withstand another season like that. I think it's just too tough to navigate through that. And, you know, and right now, obviously Hollywood Brown's got an ankle injury. So he's dealing with that right off the bat. And I think obviously for the Chiefs, you probably have to expect that between Rashee's, you know, suspension looming, and the history with Hollywood Brown and with Juju Smith-Schuster, you're probably not going to have 17 games where you've got all these guys available anyway. So question's going to be, is it going to be 11 or is it going to be 3? Which wasn't even last year. They had 0. So it's going to be tough. And then you factor in the fact that Travis Kelce, future Hall of Famer, we all know that, he's not who he used to be either. So it's not like a 1,400-yard Travis Kelce is going to be coming in with his cape to save the day. This team, I mean, they're going to need some depth, and that depth is going to be challenged.
Matt Derrick is here with us, a Chiefs beat writer and reporter for ChiefsDigest.com. You mentioned Travis Kelce. It feels like it's been a 3-4-day saga about this podcast and its release, and then it was released, and then it was out, and then it crashed. And then we got Travis Kelce in GQ. The guy just told everybody, he told y'all last week that he flushed the memory of last year. And he's focused in on this year. But did he have to do it in GQ? Does he have to do it with Taylor Swift? Are fans in Kansas City kind of like, okay, we get it. Just focus on the football and stop the GQ. Does anybody care?
You know, I don't really think that anybody in Kansas City does care because, wow. You know, it's...
They won.
And, you know, and I think there's an acceptance. They realize that Travis doesn't have as much in the tank as he used to be. And they also get and have seen that this guy commits to football. I mean, he may obviously he doesn't have what he used to have, but they know that this guy is he's going to fall apart on the football field. He's not going to fall apart, you know, in a GQ shoot. But I mean, he knows how to manage his business off the field. And obviously his girlfriend has been a great, I think, advisor from the financial standpoint. And he's trying to build his career after football, but you know, and he says and does all the right things as far as, you know, talking about coming to St. Joe for training camp and that being an oasis for him because it allows him to put all of the other stuff aside and just focus on football. And that's one thing that you could never really doubt about Travis Kelce is watching him up close is that for all the noise that goes on around him, come football time, he's always focused on that.
Okay. Matt Derrick is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show Coast to Coast. Amongst all the issues, and what a surprise, it seems like a good majority of them have to deal with the offense. We know that the offensive line needed to be retooled. Didn't expect Joe Tooney to be gone. They bring in and Josh Simmons, and they're trying to figure out what they do with that line, and they got more. What can we expect from especially that?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Left side for Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, if what we've seen in training camp is the legitimate Josh Simmons that he is health-wise right now, I mean, I've talked to repeatedly, you know, offensive linemen retired around the league, people who should know what they're talking about, who've seen this kid in camp, who say the Chiefs are settled at left tackle for the next decade if this kid's healthy. He's been that good. Now, we'll see, you know, once the bullets start flying, if that's really the case. And the Chiefs are going to be challenged a little bit by we're trying to replace Joe Tooney at left guard. They're not going to be as good there. They're trying to get cheaper and younger. But if Josh Simmons is even anywhere close to the hype that we're getting for him, and that, you know, this is a legitimate blindside protector for Patrick Mahomes, then it's going to make 15's life a whole lot easier. And that's where you could see this team being better offensively, even if, once again, they have to deal with the injuries and losses at wide receiver, because, hey, a Patrick Mahomes with time to throw can elevate guys around him. And we've seen that in training camp. I mean, right now he's got guys like Tyquan Thornton, Jason Brandley, and Robert Tonyan, you know, looking like potential Pro Bowlers. Again, you'll see what happens when we're playing for real. But right now this offense, when it's healthy, looks like it's ready to roll again.
When you think about the defense, not a lot of conversation is said about them. We know that Justin Reed is gone. They bring in Christian Fulton. I remember him starting off with the Carolina Panthers. What can we expect from this defense? And in my mind, I just see a lot of shuffling around with the corners and defensive backs over the past few years.
Yeah, they've got a few things to figure out at cornerback and then in the secondary overall. They're still very, very young, but they've got a trio of safeties and Brian Cook, Chamari Connor, and Jaden Hicks that they believe in legitimately. I mean, those are potentially maybe three starters that could start for any team in the league. At corner, after Trent McDuffie, they've got some inconsistencies, and they're hoping that Christian Fulton can provide some help there. But again, injuries have been a part of his game too, so there's nothing necessarily set after McDuffie, but up front and in the middle, they've got everybody back and then some. You know, they've got Chris Jones up front. Nick Bolton is back with a long-term deal, and he is the quarterback of that defense. All of the things that you love about Steve Spagnuolo as far as his ability to call some exotic blitzes and have this team play with some exotic looks, it's all because he's got Nick Bolton in the middle of that defense to set everybody and set it all up. And, you know, and then for the first time since he's arrived in Kansas City, they're going to have Charles Omenihu from the beginning of the year in week one.
Wow.
Yeah. Something they haven't had the last couple of years. And so they're hoping that this pass rush can be better than it was a year ago when they really kind of slacked off last year.
With all the holes, I mean, what we're looking at now, what might be a hole in the middle of the season in October with Rashee Rice, and knowing that they're trying to keep the offensive line together and healthy and gel, what's the expectation from you for the Kansas City Chiefs, knowing that the Broncos have gotten better, knowing that the Chargers, yeah, they've dealt with some of their own injuries, but they're not necessarily going anywhere. We got the rate. What are your thoughts on how they fit in the AFC West?
Yeah, you know, I mean, this team was 15-2 a year ago, and I don't think they were a 15-2 team last year. I think they just got some breaks at the right time. Conversely, 2 years ago, they won a Super Bowl when they were 11-6, and I think they were probably better than being an 11-6 team, that they just got some breaks that went against them that year. This team feels like, again, I mean, it feels like a 13-4 kind of team. I mean, that could go either way. That's kind of the baseline for me. And I'm not sure that even, you know, what's happening in the AFC West changes it a whole lot. The Chargers are continuing to get better, but Rashawn Slater is going to be a huge loss. Mm-hmm. And the Broncos are continuing to get better. I'm not sold on the Raiders. I think they've still got some time to fix everything. But you know what? That game in Brazil against the Chargers in week one is going to go a long way toward, I think, you know, dictating this Chiefs season. If they can go down there and capture that game and win it, what I think is going to be a pretty tough environment for them, that could get them on a straight and narrow pretty early, and I think set the tone for the season. But if they lose that game, and then you've got the Eagles, Giants, and Ravens after that, I mean, a 1-3 start, maybe even 0-4, because the Chiefs always seem to lay an egg in New York, it could just certainly be in the cards.
Hey, Matt, last question for you. With all the, I don't even want to say uncertainty, but with the changes and adjustments, we know the stalwarts are still Mahomes. He's not going anywhere. He's still Patrick Mahomes. And you think about Andy Reid, outside of a haircut, is there anything different with Patrick Mahomes, or is it just we need to bounce back from last year?
I mean, if anything, I think I see a even more focused and determined Patrick Mahomes. This training camp, it might be the best I've seen him in the last, you know, nine seasons in St. Joe. It's he's really been on fire. He's been finely tuned. It seems like he's extremely focused on making sure that the guys around him are getting better, and he feels confident. I mean, there's no doubt this guy takes every loss personally, and that blowout loss against the Eagles, I mean, it was a very personal blow. So I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, you have seen a focused Mahomes ready to redouble his efforts, and he's bound and determined to drag those teammates with him. Everybody takes their cues from Mahomes, so it's hard for me to not see a Chiefs team that's motivated to get back to where they want to be, because this guy just seems to refuse to let anybody lollygag. And like I said, this is maybe the sharpest, most focused Mahomes I've seen in years.
All right, let's see if he gets back into that MVP conversation. Let's see if he gets back to winning a Super Bowl and not running for his life. Hey, Matt, I appreciate the time and the insight. Please tell everybody where they can follow you, your work with Chiefs Digest, everything you do on the radio. Fill us in.
Yeah, ChiefsDigest.com is the place to go for everything. From there, you can get all of the social media channels that I'm on, especially Chiefs Digest on YouTube. That's where we've got a lot of activity going on these days, but Chiefs.com will get you everything you need.
Hey, appreciate that. Well, enjoy the season. We'll catch you down the line, Matt, okay?
Sounds great. I appreciate it. Take care, my friend.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.